We're joined now by another man in California, Anson Williams.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, it's early where you are, but Anson Williams is somebody many of us grew up with on Happy Days, a decade there, and of course he's had a long career since then as a director of such programs as Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210, and many others, and we're going to talk about a few things with this fine actor and director whose real name is Anson William Heimlich. I'm sure many people are unaware of your relation to somebody who is famous for something else.
Well, yeah, I've called him uncle since I was born. He's actually my second cousin, but we were so close I would call him uncle, and that's Dr. Henry Heimlich, who invented the Heimlich maneuver. And we were very circumstantially lucky. Years ago, I was able to get the maneuver on the Merv Griffin Show for the first time nationally, and with Henry on it, and that started the whole kind of reaching out of saving lives with the maneuver. And Henry has been just a huge influence on me. And he passed away at 96 years old this past December. But what's wonderful about Hank, his whole philosophy in life was that we all pass away. You know, we all die, but we must leave something behind that doesn't. And the Heimlich maneuver every day is still saving lives. It's still keeping families together. And, I mean, what better legacy can you have than a continuation of saving lives? And that's one reason I'm on the phone with you today, because of Henry, there's a situation that's going to save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. And thank you so much for the platform to talk about it.
Well, we're going to talk about that. Have you ever used the Heimlich maneuver on anyone, Anson?
You know, I haven't. I haven't used it yet.
But you're right.
In fact, Ron Howard, just a few weeks ago, we were talking, and he saw someone's life saved in a restaurant. Someone used the maneuver.
It's a rather simple thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and what's amazing is the simplest things can have such a profound effect, positive effect on our lives.
Where exactly do you put your hand when you're performing the Heimlich maneuver?
Well, it's hard to describe, but you clasp your hands together, you know, and then you go right to the solar plex and you push in and twist.
And usually that'll do the job, and it has saved.
Yeah, what it does.
A lot of lives.
Yeah, what it does, it creates a pocket of air that pops out, you know, and mm-hmm. with it comes the piece of food or whatever's blocking your passageway.
Well, before we get to your remarkable career, we want to talk with you about that. You're also involved in a war on drowsy driving, and that's certainly applicable at this time of the year.
Yes, well, you know, drowsy driving, I don't know if people realize it, it is catastrophic in this country. More people die, more crashes are caused, more tragedies created with drowsy driving than drunk driving and drug driving combined. There's 285 million drowsy drivers out there. One out of five accidents are caused by drowsy driving. One out of five drivers admit to falling asleep. It is a huge problem. And in this crazy world now, with all the political stuff and all the spin and the merry-go-round, there are things we can do practically that are positive that will save lives. And anyone out there, and I'm sure everyone out there, has a story about falling asleep at the wheel, almost falling asleep at the wheel, a friend of theirs falling asleep at the wheel. This happened to me 18 years ago.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
For a decade, Anson Williams was on Happy Days. He's certainly synonymous with the culture of the 70s and 80s. He and Ron Howard, and Henry Winkler, Donnie Most, they were quite a presence, and all of them continue in one realm or the other doing important things. And Anson's involved in a few different things. And long after Happy Days, he was a director of some of the most famous programs in television history, Melrose Place, Beverly Hills 90210. And we're going to talk with him about his career, but He is a passionate spokesman for trying to combat drowsy driving. In fact, it's a campaign to raise driving or drowsy driving awareness. And you were speaking, Anson, of an incident 18 years ago. What happened to you?
Oh, well, I was coming back after a hard day of directing in the Palmdale area, California, which is the desert. I fell asleep, and I woke up bouncing around in the desert. I came close to killing myself. And Dr. Heimlich, when I told him about it, said, Anson, just bite into lemons. And he explained how the citric acid and the sour lemon hits the lingual nerve, which is just on top of the tongue. And the automatic reaction of the body is adrenaline. So you basically bite into it, and you have instant alertness because of your body's own reflex reaction. Nothing in your system, and instant. So I started cutting up lemons, and I never had the problem again. I would, whoop, instantly wake up. The only two tastes that will do it, it's either hot pepper or sour citrus. So it saved my life. Years later, a few years ago, the catastrophic condition of drowsy driving, 285 million drowsy drivers, I talked to Hank, and I said, Henry, I said, Doctor, what if we put in a little spray? What if we took a lemon, the right amounts of citric acid, put a little spray, and just sprays on top of your tongue and hits the nerve? He said it would work better. He said, that's brilliant. Do it. So we took 2 years. We developed alert drops. And Dr. Heimlich, before he passed away this last December, maybe a week before, I was talking to him, and he said, Anson, get that product out to everybody. It will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. If anyone out there has a problem with drowsy driving, knows anybody, please, please go to alertdrops.com, alertdrops.com. It will give you all the information. It will save your life. We can stop drowsy driving so simply and basically just with a lemon.
And just with a lemon. Well, your career has been anything but a lemon, and you started early. My goodness, Happy Days was a program which celebrated the youth and vitality of the 70s, and you were a fixture on that program for a decade. How did that happen?
One in five accidents are caused. Oh, gosh, it was, you know, there were two pilots to Happy Days. The first one didn't sell, and they aired it on Love American Style, but the Fonz wasn't created yet, Ralph Malph wasn't created yet. Harold Gould played the father instead of Tom Bosley. The only people, regulars that were in it, were Marion, Ron, and me. Well, it didn't sell. A year later, after American Graffiti came out, we did the second pilot. And luckily, we got it again. And it went on the air very quickly. And the rest is history. It's just one of those magical moments of time. And not only was it great writing and a great mentor, Gary Marshall, we just had this lucky break of an amazing cast with just an it factor of chemistry. And we just luckily became part, you know, of just one of the greatest experiences you could have in life. And Gary Marshall not only inspired us to have good work ethics, acting and all that, he also opened up Paramount Studios so we could learn everything about entertainment. And because he instilled in us that you have to wear many hats or you're not going to last. So I would watch John Schlesinger direct Day of the Locust. I would be right by Roman Polanski, and he's doing Chinatown. I watched all the Grease, you know, musical numbers being shot on the lot. I mean, he made an opportunity for us to be educated, and that's why, you know, I'm directing and I'm in the entertainment business today, because Gary Marshall inspired us to take this opportunity and learn and grow. Mm-hmm. And so it was, Happy Days became more than a television show. It really became a life platform.
Well, when you were attending Burbank High School, did you have any idea that your life would evolve as it does? Some people believe that anybody from Los Angeles automatically goes into show business, but that's obviously not the case.
No, I could have been from Louisiana. We never had more than $100 in the bank. It was a little house, one bathroom. I was a number in the world. I left home at 18 and started standing in the non-equity line of equity, you know, theater productions, and started. High school, I knew I was supposed to do something. I couldn't define it. And I just had this huge push to move forward. I look back, and the odds of me making it would be easier to win the national lottery. But for some reason, that's why I somewhat believe in destiny. I somewhat believe if you can connect with that higher it factor, you'll be directed to the right place. And I was. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 21, I was making a living as an actor. Mm-hmm. And by the time I was 23, I was fortunate enough to be hired for Happy Day. So anyone out there, you have a dream. Don't let society tell you, oh, it's impossible. Oh, I can't do it. No, you can do it. There are no limitations. The limitations are what you put on yourself.
Now, we lost Erin Moran recently. Great,
yes.
Great cast, and she was a big part of it.
Yes. And that was, so sad. In fact, the second pilot, when I found out we were doing the second pilot, when we got to the studio, they were still looking to cast Joni, and I had just finished a television film with Kay Lenz called Lisa Bright and Dark, and Erin Moran played Kay's younger sister. So I recommended Erin. They brought her down, she auditioned and got the part. The thing with Erin is her home life was horrid. She didn't have an upbringing a child should have. She didn't have that support of a family. She was supporting a family. It was a horrendous upbringing for that poor kid. And it scars the heck out of you. And it scarred her for years and years and years. Finally, when she and her really great husband, Steve, turned things around, were really on the right track, she contacted throat cancer. And I thought she was beating it. She couldn't talk, but we text. I really thought she was beating it, and I was just devastated when I got the call that she had passed away. And what happened was she was watching television. They needed Kleenex. Steve went to the market to get some Kleenex. When he came back, Erin was just resting, sleeping with the television on. He laid down next to her, held her hand. An hour later, he woke up and she was gone. And it just shows you, whether you're famous, rich, whatever, you need basics in your life. You need a good upbringing. You need that tactile, solid relationship with the family and parents. Or, it's going to be a confusing life.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned you talked with Ron Howard recently. He was world famous when you collaborated on Happy Days. He had been Opie. How was it working with him?
Oh, Ron is the greatest human being on earth. So down to earth, so selfless. And he's also a main reason Happy Days is so successful. His work ethic was so great, without ego. And because he was so famous, we all followed him. What he did, we'd do. So he was a huge influence on the cast. Another one was Henry Winkler. When the Fonzie became popular, he was the most popular actor in the world. And with all that fame, with all that adulation, it never changed Henry on the set. We were always a team. We were always together. So between that and Gary Marshall, it was really just a fantastic group of people and just a really positive place to be.
Well, getting back to the drowsy driving, I see a quote from Arianna Huffington saying, "While the dangers of drunk driving are well known, drowsy driving is a silent epidemic, suggesting that tired drivers are responsible for 1.2 million crashes a year, killing 8,000 people."
Yes.
So what you're doing
and
is
billions
important.
Of dollars. Yes, and billions of dollars in damage.
And this all started with a lemon, your war against drowsy driving.
Yeah. Well, it was created by myself almost kicking the bucket. But thank God for Dr. Heimlich. Without Dr. Heimlich's inspiration, I wouldn't have known. Without his knowledge of how the body works, I wouldn't know. Who would have thought you could take citric acid, some lemon, put in a little spray, hit the top of your tongue, not even in your system, and instantly have an adrenaline reflex reaction and wake up? How simple is that? They keep saying drink coffee. Well, don't. One, it takes 20 minutes for coffee to take effect. Two, it doesn't last, and you take more, and you totally just screw up your body, your chemistry, everything. There's no reason for it, and it doesn't work. Nothing works except alert drops. Everything else doesn't work. We wouldn't have the problem we have today if it does. I mean, police officers should be using this. Truck drivers should be using this. In families, the average age of death from drowsy driving is 18 to 25 years old. It tears families apart. There's no reason for it. Please go to alertdrops.com, and please save a life, and it could be your own.
All right. Well, thank you, Anson Williams. It is an honor and pleasure to talk with you, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Jim Inkster. Stay tuned.